Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get busy. That's really what I want to say. Get busy. What are you doing? Right? You really have to be paying attention. Make sure that you're not just watching your tweets go by and believing everything that they're saying, because, my God, that'll really lead you astray. You know what I'm saying? And if you really, really want to feel for what's happening, go look. I know, I'm going to get slapped for some of this. Go look at some of those other stations, like OAN. You know, America One News? Or One News America, whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about. But it's really the only way you're going to get a fair shake as to what's going on. You know, real information about what's happening tonight. I'm really getting a kick out of the fact that some of these news, you want to call them news, misinformation sources. What are they telling you? You know, the 12%, 22%, 31% of the vote in, and they're telling you that Joey B's the winner, or even, you know, President Trump. It goes both ways. I don't want special treatment because I'm a Trump believer, but I also don't want false information, false hope, if you would. And we're hearing I was too early to call some of these places, but they are anyway. Help me understand that one. All right, so pay attention. Seriously, you got to pay attention. You got to know what's going on out there. Right now, you've got the Senate. Remember, we have to maintain, and I think we're going to maintain plus one. I really do. We need to make sure that we maintain the Senate 51-52. 52 would be much better, but I'll take 51. It's the only stopgap. It's the only checkpoint that we'll have to keep the Democrats from turning this country into a socialist nation. I'm not ashamed to say it. And right now, some of you don't know, you don't understand how, I'm just amazed. Some of you do not understand how everything works. And the House, every 2 years, which I think it's crazy myself, every 2 years, everybody in the House comes up for re-election. So it's just amazing to me how much time and money is spent on this. And in order for the Republicans to win back the House, which is, look, again, if they don't win the House, and if they don't win the Senate, and the president becomes, Donald Trump becomes president again, you're going to have 4 years of what's been going on for the last 4 years. And truly, you're going to have not just 4 years, it's going to be exponentially worse when it comes to violence and other things. We're not calling for violence. They are. Listen, all the way back to when Maxine Waters first said, you call them out. You go into the restaurants. You let them know they're not welcome there. What does that mean? You really think that she meant that we're going to walk into a restaurant and go, excuse me, pardon me, we really don't appreciate you being in our neighborhood? That's not what she was talking about. And that Yahoo, right? She was calling for his impeachment before he was sworn in. Does he understand how the Constitution works? She wants to impeach the man because she doesn't like him? That's not in there. I can't find it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation, if you really want to know what's going on. And I really want to make sure, I want to make sure that you don't get all turned off when you start looking at the news. All right? Okay, here we go. We got the governor. I mean, he's a real piece of work. Governor Gavin Newsom. He suggested that we're going to go to all mail ballots here in California. It is the wave of the future. It is the way things should be. Right, right. Because you get it so right so often. This is like the poster child for this state is the poster child for voter fraud. Right? No ID. Anybody can go vote anytime they want to. We've had people this year and 2 years ago and 2 years before that. People going to vote to only find out apparently they had early onset Alzheimer's and they had already voted. Oh, no, I'm serious. I'm not joking. They would show up at the polls and the people, I don't know how you do it in other states, but here, they flip through the book to see if you were there earlier. And they go, oh, nope, sorry, you already here. Can't vote. Wait a minute, no, I'm here now. What do you mean I can't vote? And I was here earlier. No, I wasn't. I didn't get out of work till 5. There's no way I could have been here earlier. This is why you need ID. You need to show voter ID. Signing the register and putting your thumbnail, your thumbprint on it doesn't fix anything. Doesn't stop fraud. You cannot track down that ballot and that vote. As much as they tell you they can't do it. Right? Totally, it is, they do it in such a fashion to where there's no way they can track you back. And maybe that needs to change. Maybe they need to track your Social Security, use your Social Security number to track your vote. I don't know. I don't want government intrusion anymore. But what are you going to do? We should do that purple finger thing like we do in other countries. What do you think? Right, dip your finger in an inkwell after you vote. That way you can't vote again. Now the governor's, again, he was just slapped down by a judge for taking too much power, for being unconstitutional, according to the state constitution alone. There would be no stopping this guy. I mean, none. None at all. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina with your election night coverage. To a degree, I'm not going to stick on it all night long or every second. I'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, if you want to be part of the conversation, you really get away from Twitter, because all they're going to do is screw you up. Seriously. No joke. All right? Don't believe everything you see coming across. I don't even believe the stuff I see on Fox and other places, but they're already calling some of these states with, 22% of the vote. Give me a break. What they're trying to do, some of them are trying to do, is they're just trying to simply scare you. Make you believe that you don't stand a chance, your person doesn't stand a chance. Don't let them do that. They try to do that so often. And if I was you, let's call them on the carpet. Let's look at them and laugh. Because that's all they're worth, just laugh at them a little bit. Makes them crazy anyhow. Let me bring on my special guest, though. Kerry Lutz joins me from Florida. You had me worried earlier, my friend.
Oh, man. I knew that Trump was going to take Florida. I've got to admit, this is a nail biter, but really it's the exact same thing as what happened in 2016. Trump really didn't win the election till about 10:30 or 11. And this is a deja vu all over again. He's ahead decisively in Ohio. He's ahead in Iowa. He's breaking down the barriers here. He's ahead in Michigan. I heard that CNN had to retract its call on Virginia for Biden. But it makes complete sense, Joe, because Virginia is like the birthplace of democracy, the birthplace of the Second Amendment.
But Kerry, wait a minute. But they've gone so deep blue that they're killing babies after they're born. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't surprised.
It's a great place to go if you're into blackface, because you can go have a party there, and the governor will join you. But this has been a complete nail biter. I have to say, when watching the numbers come in from Ohio, was about the most depressing thing that I ever saw, and I was sure that we were going to lose. And Joe, I predicted that Trump would be reelected on November 9th of 2016, and I'm thinking, oh my God, now I'm going to have to go back. Have egg on my face, but the money line on 888 sports is +800, and -800 for Trump, and that is an insurmountable obstacle for him to overcome. The gambling line is always right, So it's all good. So
okay, I got a little confused there. What you're saying is the gambling line now is calling for Trump, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, Trump. but they weren't a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, but now it went to -800, and it's just really it's almost insurmountable.
Yeah. What I'm fearful of, though, I got to tell you something, and I wasn't thrown in the towel by any stretch of the imagination. We cannot give up the Senate. We need to make sure that we take the Senate back, because that's the stopgap. That's the safety line for us when it comes to them packing the court and the filibuster and so forth. Is it not?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, it's really important to keep the Senate. That's probably going to happen. It looks like the Republicans are losing it in Colorado, but they're probably going to pick it up in Michigan and a couple of other places. So it's highly unlikely that the Dems are going to take that. Evidently, Fox News, which I'm now proud to call Faux News, is calling the House for the Democrats. It might be true, but you know what? They called Virginia for Biden, and now they haven't pulled it back. Faux News hasn't even called Florida for Trump, and 98% of the vote is in. Trump is 4 points ahead. There is no mathematical path for Biden to win Florida, and yet they won't call it. The guy who's running Faux News' political desk is some Dem bigwig. I mean, you might as well just call Fox News the Soros News Network now. It's become a complete fraud. Hey, Trump is ahead now in Pennsylvania. Look, what I heard, and I have no idea if it's true or not, but the rumor is all six major states going to be called within the next hour for Trump, and he's going to proclaim victory. But, man, I don't know about you, Joe, but I was practically having a near-death experience tonight.
No, it's funny. It was, now I don't know about you, I've been doing this a dozen years now. And I remember the night that Biden got reelected the second. I mean, Biden. Well, I might as well call it Biden. Obama got elected the second time. I don't know if it was you and I, but a couple of my friends. I said, you know what? Obama's going to win again. Oh no, he can't win again. No, he's going to win again. Most Americans don't pay attention. That's number one. Number two is look, he speaks so eloquently, and we get a schlock we put up against him. Romney, Ryan, give me a break. Right?
And not forget, the one thing that they've never talked about, and I want to make 3 points here on Trump. The one thing that they've never talked about, and like you said, as much as I didn't want to admit it, I was in denial, I knew that Obama would be reelected because incumbents have a 90-plus percentage advantage to get reelected. The only guys who haven't been reelected in the past, 60-some-odd years, we're looking at Bush 41, and that was due to a splitter election, and he was running as the fourth term for Reagan, and people were just sick of them. You know, four terms for any party in a row in the White House is unheard of. And then you had Carter, who was an unmitigated disaster, and became the future template. He became the template for all future Democrats. He was really ahead of time when you get down to it. And that is spelled with five letters, L-O-S-E-R, loser for yourself, loser for your country. And then Gerry Ford, who never actually was elected president, he wound up being Nixon's appointed vice president before Nixon resigned. So you have a 90-plus percent advantage. So when I called Trump to be reelected back in 2016, it was just pure logic. Then we go to the primary, means of prediction where Trump got more primary votes than anybody else and far more than O'Biden, O'Biden-y. And, I've said for weeks that this election was over. I said for months that COVID was over. I don't mean that COVID isn't still killing people and sickening people, just that it's no longer an epidemic.
Okay, when we come back, listen, we're going to go for a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Lindsey Graham, who is freaking out about his seat. You know what? He's going to get it back. They spent hundreds of millions against that man, and they're going to get it back. So anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close across the country, we can now say President Trump has earned electoral votes from Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, and Wyoming. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden earning electoral votes in New York, Delaware, Illinois, New Hampshire, New Jersey, the District of Columbia, and Vermont. In a state President Trump is hoping to keep red, we hear from Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki.
With just over half the vote in Ohio counted, former Vice President Joe Biden holds a 9-point lead on President Trump, 54-45%.
Other races still too close to call include Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
How lucky can one guy be?
You know, I'm looking here. We'll get to that in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, it would be a kick in the head if it went. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring him back in. I always appreciate his time with me. Kerry Lutz joins me, as he does from time to time. You look very serious, Kerry. I don't like that look. Smile.
Great to be back, man. And yeah, I have to give one disclaimer here. I've been drinking. I gobbled down half a bottle of wine when the election was looking bad, before Ohio turned and before North Carolina turned. The rumor is, and I don't know if it's true, that all 6 battleground states are going to be called for Trump within the next hour. And he's coming out on the stage to proclaim victory. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. We still have like a lot of uncertain numbers. But believe it or not, Fox News has still not called the game for Trump in Florida, and he's ahead by 3.5 points, which comes out to about 400,000 or 500,000 votes, with 91% of the vote in. The lead is virtually insurmountable, but this is the Soros News Network now that we have to look forward to, Fox News.
Well, I think the ones that are doing well are like OAN, Newsmax, and those people. They're pushing hard to be in front of it, to be on top of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're really working hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump was trailing in Georgia. Now he's up by 12 points. They still haven't called it, but 60% of the vote in. It becomes a mathematical impossibility with every 10% that comes in. He's behind in Iowa, but I think that's going to change. Only a third of the vote in. It's looking more and more like it's going to be Trump and the gambling line. It's been volatile. It was at minus 800 for Trump, meaning he's the favorite by 5-1 or so. Now it's down to minus 275, but he still is the favorite on the money line on 888 Sports. And generally, the money talks, you know.
Yep.
Money is where it's at. But he's clinched Kansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Maine. He's ahead in Maine, but only very little of the votes been counted. But according to Faux News, Biden's ahead 129 to 109.
Yeah, but you know something, Kerry, they're reporting that as far as the popular vote goes, guess who's got the biggest amount of votes in the popular vote?
Does his name, last name begin with a T, maybe?
Yeah, Donnie. Donnie's up on the popular vote, 50% of the vote, a little over 50% of the vote to him, 48% to Joey B. And
yeah.
And I think you're going to see that rise. Wouldn't it be great to win both the Electoral College and the popular vote, and then we can go ahead and get the water cannons off of those people in front of the White House? What do you think?
Yeah, the water cannons, the tasers, whatever you got to do.
I think red ants, I don't know, anything that will keep them moving along. You know what I'm saying?
But they are freaking out, though, Joe. They're really freaking out now because it's becoming... This is almost an exact replay of 2016. Like,
but they never... Wait a minute, Kerry, come on. They never learn. They're going by pollsters. They've never learned. They think... What was your lady? Lady Gugu. What was the one that came out with the boots and by a pickup truck? This is what they think of you. They think you're uneducated, pickup truck driving, beer drink. And she couldn't even drink the beer properly. Like, she'd never been around alcohol, right?
Well, I don't know what you've been around, but it's nothing I want to know about, that's for sure. Because she's a detestable character. It's too bad she wasn't wearing her meat dress.
Oh, oh yeah. You could have let the German shepherds loose and just whatever happened.
Loved her. Yeah, but it's weird how fast the thing can change. Because literally an hour ago, it really wasn't looking good. But you have to remember that we live in a world where a lot of early voting and a lot of the mail-in ballots take place, and you got to realize that Republicans go to the physical poll. Democrats trust the mail, which shows why you can't trust them to run the country. Anybody that trusts the post office at this point in their lives doesn't really have the kind of judgment that you want a person to have who's running the country.
Well, you know, Governor Newsom came out today and said that, you know, that mail-in ballots was going to be the way that California was going to run in the future. This comes like a day after a judge slapped him around for exactly the same thing. I mean, the man has got way too much power. The Senate, I've got friends in the Senate and the Assembly, and they said they made a big mistake by giving him that kind of power. And it's just going to get worse. I mean, he will not stop till a judge slaps him with a restraining order and stops him dead in his tracks. And even that won't stop him. You know that. He was the one that he started doing same-sex marriages in San Francisco going, hey, take me to court.
Yeah, what a detestable character he is.
Yep.
And, yeah, well, we got to hope that Arizona doesn't go blue. But I think things are definitely looking up. But, hey, we're just going to have to see. Well, between Governor Newsom there and Killer Cuomo, hashtag Killer Cuomo, and Ava Braun Whitmer, you got some, like, people who really, really enjoy thirst over power and love
power. You know as well as I do, it's nothing but pure power. They love having the power and telling you what to do. I mean, I got to tell you, de Blasio, people should be looking at de Blasio and looking at New York City and understanding that you keep voting like this. This is exactly what you could have in every major city in the country. And, you know, Trump says it, and they think he's just saying it for political reasons, but every major city run by a Democrat is in chaos right now. Am I lying?
No, it's true. And, hey, you show me a failed city, I will show you a city that's been run by Democrats for generations and probably has had little or no Republican mayors. And I'm not saying Republican mayors are the cure to everything that ails us.
Apparently, Trump, just to interrupt you, Trump just took Utah as well.
We expected that.
Yeah. Well, I hope, right?
Yeah.
And Trump is leading with seniors now, with the senior vote.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, I don't buy this number because they're putting out that Biden is winning with Hispanic voters by 60%. Maybe he's winning with the illegal Hispanic voters. There's no way in the world that I believe. Look, when you talk about the true, you know, Hispanic family that came here for all the right reasons, they believe in the same thing we do. They believe in God. They believe in family. They, you know, give me the freedom. They ran away from Mexico and places like that that were oppressing them. Why would they come here to be oppressed again?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we had this huge car parade in Miami, Florida, where 30,000 cars showed up. And it went for miles and miles and miles. And we never saw anything like it.
I couldn't change the station without hearing somebody say, well, you know, those big rallies that he's having, there's no guarantee that those are going to turn out votes. And I'm thinking, look, if 1% of the people that showed up at those rallies voted for him, and 1% of the people that showed up at the Biden rallies voted for him, Trump is going to win by the biggest landslide ever recorded in this country. Right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, definitely. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah,
well, Trump, I know from the Electoral College, you know, Trump is catching Biden quickly. You know, there was a big lead in the beginning. And now we're 129 to, I think it was 120 or something like that. I just 119 or something like that. So, you're the guy that's into the money. So some of the hardcore lefties have been saying the reason the market's been climbing in the last day or two is because there's a good chance that Biden's going to get in, and they know everything's going to be fine. That's a line of crock, right?
No, that's a crock for sure.
Yeah, you know,
the market seemed to have been betting on Trump, and J.P. Morgan even put out a report a week or two ago saying that he was going to win. You know, it's just, hey, we don't know what's going to be here, but the signs are looking up. The fact that he's taken a commanding lead in Ohio, he's 87% of the vote. He's up by 6.6%, according to Faux News. You can believe anything they say. And that's just virtually insurmountable,
right,
for that amount of votes that are left to count. And the same in North Carolina. They said, Trump's people said, the counties that are left to count in North Carolina all went big Trump in 2016. So, you know, they're gaslighting us to the end, Joe, when it comes down.
Oh, and you know what? Okay, come on. Get your crystal ball out. Let's make some predictions. Once he kicks butt tonight, for tomorrow, they'll be screaming about voter irregularities and the Trump really just totally lied on Biden because he was going to raise their taxes. He was going to take their guns away. Got to go for a quick break. You can hit that on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Carrie Lutsch will be with me when we come back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Do something. Don't just sit on your couch. Don't be a Facebook warrior, you know, keyboard warrior. You're not helping. I know you think you are, but you're not helping. How many people have you turned on Facebook? How many people in the argument you get on Facebook, have you been able to get them to re-register something else and so on? Right. You're exactly right. You didn't. You don't. So don't waste your time there. If you want to do what I do, I love playing with them. I throw little smoke bombs in those rooms or whatever they're called, the pages or what have you. Then I run and let them fight among themselves. Because they can't even decide among themselves as to what is right and what is wrong. Let me bring them on with me. Kerry Lutz joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. Kerry, tell them about your show, where they can find yours, and learn more about you.
Yeah, sure. Just go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. We give you advice, actionable advice, on how to not just survive but also prosper during these current trying times. I mean, honestly, since COVID, my business has gone way up, and It wasn't an accident. It was planned out. I knew this was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be COVID. But you need to prepare now because big changes are coming. Regardless who wins the presidential election, my preference is obvious. But, you know, just understand that that the problems the nation faces are just not going to be solved in one election cycle, that's for sure.
No, it's not. Matter of fact, to straighten this country out over the next couple of decades, if you would, you are going to need a solid line of conservative presidents, conservative legislators. I think tonight or tomorrow, whenever, I think this is going to bring a demise to the Democrat Party. I think this is going to cause such a rift from within. I mean, look, and the other thing I got to say, Omar got reelected. I'm losing total faith in humanity here. How'd that happen?
Hey, I have no explanation for the voters, but this is a kind of thing where ethnic groups vote for their own, regardless what their flaws are.
Yeah.
And that's just what happens.
It's not cool. It's going to cause, you know, it'll cause all kinds of issues. But anyway, so then, all right, you've been doing this as long as I have. What happens tomorrow with the news networks? We were kind of joking about it, but seriously, you know, these guys, they're never going to come around, right? You know that.
No.
So what happens tomorrow? Do they just go after the president harder? Are they going to back off a bit and maybe take another tack? Because this didn't work. Their constant attack for 4 years did not work.
Yeah, I think they have to go on a medication holiday. They need to get medicated for a couple months, and then they'll come back after the inauguration and figure out what they're going to do. But if they were trying to do the deep state's bidding, they kind of failed here. And really, they need to reevaluate and try to figure out what the meaning of life is, because really they're failing at what they're doing, and they're failing as far as a business model goes. Their numbers are down, number of listeners, the number of viewers, and their ad revenues are tanking. It's a failing business model, so they better go back and figure it out. Or if Jeff Bezos buys up the entire mainstream media and just decides that he'll just subsidize them until Billy dies, and I guess they can keep doing what they're doing. But, you know, it's kind of like Einstein. It's going back, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And, hey, if we're correct here and 2000 is full of is a rerun, a redux of 2016, then we kind of know what they're doing here, and they better find something else to do, or so, they're going to have a coup. Right?
I want you to listen. A lot of states are going through some issues with voter registration, California being one of them. But you told me something I didn't know about Florida, because I was worried about all the garbage that was going on there. And you told me earlier today that basically the troublemakers were fired. And a lot of the issues were cleaned up. Make it short, but tell my listeners what exactly happened in Florida to kind of clean things up.
Oh, yeah. This is why I always knew that he was going to win Florida. And I just assumed if he won Florida, he'd win the rest of the country. He'd win the Midwest and such. But basically, the epicenters of voter fraud in Florida were Palm Beach County and Broward County. And we had this supervisor of elections in Broward County, that's Fort Lauderdale, and she was just like, it was the vote factory there. They found votes in rent-a-cars. They had videos of them unloading trucks after the counting was done, and she almost caused the defeat of Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott when they were running for governor and senator, respectively. So the first thing that DeSantis did when he got elected and inaugurated is he accepted her resignation. And the one in Palm Beach County, Butcher, her name was, I think it was Susan Butcher, he fired her ass out. He fired the Broward County Sheriff, who was really the power broker of the county, because of the botched job he did, parkland school shooting. So once those two were out, he put his own appointees in, both as Broward County Sheriff, and that's the second most populous county in Florida, and Palm Beach County. He put in his own designees for vote election supervisor. And what you're seeing now is, for the first time ever, you had more Republican votes in Palm Beach County. This is what happens
wow.
in Palm Beach County when you have an honest election. And the margin was still...
Holy crap, there are 82% of the vote for Trump in Pennsylvania. They're going to be dying. I mean, yeah, Pennsylvania so far.
So it's practically over. But they'll keep counting, and they'll keep counting. And,
and they'll bring that down to 65.
Yeah, well, so anyway, so in Florida, we actually had fair elections in the two most corrupt
wow.
counties. Who can forget Palm Beach County and the land of the hanging Chad in the 2000 election and the butterfly ballot? I had a butterfly ballot, when I voted here this time, but it flew away, so I didn't have any problems with it. But, you know, that's why Florida had to go. And generally, you're going to have Florida and Ohio in lockstep. And those are the pathways to anybody's election. Democrat or Republican. If you don't win Florida and you don't win Ohio, you're toast. If you win one and not the other, you're almost certainly going to be toast. But because the last person who didn't win Florida was 1992 Clinton, but that's when you had Ross Perot. He was the vote splitter. So it was a little bit different then. But the fact is Florida, Ohio, and then if Michigan goes...
You don't think what blew it for the senior Bush was his no new taxes line? Do you think he would have won re-election?
Probably so anyway. You know, nobody believes anything politicians say, right?
That's sad, Gary. That's true, but it's sad.
Well, I meant it then. Things changed, and I couldn't help it. I really didn't want to, but, you know, shouldn't have read my lips the way you read them, and everything is fine. You know, 97% of the vote is in Florida. He's leading by 3 points there, 3.5, and they still haven't called it for Florida on faux news. You know, what is with these people? You know, it's disgusting.
Let's be honest about it. You and I have been pretty straight. They hate America. And I don't care, you know, people are going to get mad at me for saying that. I don't believe all Dems hate America. Don't get me wrong. But those news networks, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, they hate this country. They want it changed. They hate conservative values. They hate people of religion. And it's our fault. Not you and me necessarily, but it's the fault of those that hasn't stepped up over the last couple of decades who really believe that we can live and let live. They're not letting us live. We need to stop.
Yeah, it looks like we got North Carolina, 93% of the votes in, 50 to like 48.
Well, look at Virginia, to your point. Let me go back there. Earlier, right, we were talking. Virginia, Trump has 52% of the vote. Right, Joey B has 46% of the vote, and they're still calling it for Joe Biden.
It's at least a toss-up, but Fairfax County, which is where all the bureaucrats live, but you got to understand, these bureaucrats, even them, they lived through these riots in D.C., and some of these soccer moms aren't happy about that, because for some reason they want to live in a safe environment where they're free from social unrest, civil unrest.
Yep.
So, you know, when you look at all that.
All right. So, look, we're up against it. Tell people one last time where they can find your show so they can go over and check it out.
Absolutely. FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. Email address kl@carrylutz.com. Send me an email. And, hey, it's been so much fun, Joe.
All right. Always a pleasure, Kerry. Thanks. All right, people. Listen, we're coming up. We're going to do some more debriefing in the next hour. And I got Dr. Bridget Melson's going to join us from Texas to talk about what's going on there. And, frankly, how you should be feeling. How you could fight us. Some of you, I know, are like having a heart attack right now. But you'll get over it. Trump derangement syndrome will fade away if you stop buying in lies. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for being with me. I'll talk to you later.
That's a lot of fun.
All right.
Be well.
Yep. Bye.